But we mentioned Italy because rumour confirmed from yesterday, Latte or Cap told the rumour file, a young man from Melbourne representing Australia, heads off to the World Coffee Championships in Milan, where he's currently in Milan. His name's Daniel Shadbolt, Victorian Operations and Production Manager at Veneziano Coffee Roasters. It is true. Daniel, you're in Milan, and what will you be doing in the championships?
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys. Well, like you said, I'm currently in Milan, and I'll certainly be roasting some coffee, that's for sure.
And is that delineated? They go, righto, we'll have a competition for roasting. You'll be up against how many other people from how many other parts of the world?
So there's 22 competitors this year, each from a different country. The competition's been running for quite a few years now, obviously a couple of years off due to COVID. It's basically we walk in, we don't know what we're roasting, we don't know where it's from. They tell us what it is on the spot, and we've got to come up with a plan to roast it.
So, Daniel, tell me this. We've got a coffee machine at home that we bought during COVID, and there's this little dial, and you use the dial, and then the coffee gets kind of filed down a little bit, and you've got to get it in the zone, this dial. How do you know where the zone is? Because I imagine they don't hand you the dial and with the different roasted beans and all the rest of it.
Yeah, well, differing from different competitions across the world and across different platforms, as a roasting competition, it's all about how we can manipulate the coffee in a roaster to create a nice blend. And as you mentioned with the home roasters as well, it's important that we can showcase what we can do on the roaster and how we can actually get the best out of the coffee we can.
How long does the roasting of a bean go for? Is it minutes, hours, days?
Minutes, so it varies across different machines, but your average roaster will go anywhere between sort of 9 to 15 minutes.
Can you tell just by the smell?
Smell when the coffee's ready and how roasted it is and how dark or light it might be. And you can also get different attributes like how old the coffee might be and the different levels of freshness of it as well.
And once you've roasted it, is the judging of the roasting competition done on the smell of the roast and the feel of the bean, or do they actually make a cup of coffee out of it?
Yeah, so they actually make a brew of coffee, so they will taste it and assess each and every competitor's coffee. And there's two different elements of it. So there's a single origin, which is from one country, and a blend, which we get to create on during the competition as well. So it all comes down to how you've roasted it compared to how you plan to roast it and the accuracy of your roasting.
Last question. You're going to win?
I would like to hope so. A lot of effort's been put in by quite a few people that we're very close friends with. I'll give it my best shot. I'll put it that way.
Good on you, Daniel. Daniel Shadbolt, Victorian Operations and Production Manager of Veneziano Coffee Roasters. So this thing you've bought, is it quite ornate, is it?
Yeah, so you put the beans in the top and there's a little dial on the left-hand side. Yeah. And if the dial doesn't go, there's this little arrow and there's a zone that you've got to get it into. And if it's ground too finely, it's short. If it's ground too the other way, it goes the other way. You've got to get it right in the zone.
Right,
you know, and incredibly, it is perfect when it's right in the middle.
You know what I got?
What's that?
I got an espresso machine because I was talking to one bloke who said that his grandfather, Italian grandfather, was 134 years of age, had an espresso coffee once, and he went and immediately sold that small vehicle that they had, that those giant coffee machines that Italians used. He said, this is just as good as that. I'm going to get rid of this.